This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, January 12th, 2018. We'll learn the 6th to 7th Mishnah's 3rd chapter, Mishnah Nazir, 1st Mishnah in the 4th chapter. And just one clarification from yesterday. The person who takes a vow of Nazirus in the cemetery goes out and comes back and has to bring the korban. So that's not going out and coming back right away. That's going out, waiting the 7 days, becoming tahor, and then going back. So just, again, the rule is you must have a moment of tahara, purity, to start the Nazirus, and that, in that mission, in that case, the 7 days is how you get it. Okay. So now for our Mishnayos. And we have a moment of background. Fascinating idea that the lands outside of Israel are rabbinically decreed as impure, as Tameh. There's called Tumas Eretz Ha'amim because of graveyards, or there are some other concerns, but the Kati here cites the concerns of graveyards floating about that we don't know about. And therefore, there's a general Tumas status on lands outside of Israel, which means that if you vow a Nazirus outside of Israel, it is rabbinically like you're standing in a cemetery. Which again, as we saw yesterday, is quite tough. So, with that, we start the Mishnah. Misha Nazar Nazirus Harbe. Somebody who took on all kinds of Nazirus. V'hishlem es Naziruso, and they completed them. V'achar kach bala aretz. But that was outside of Israel. Now they come to the land of Israel. Beishamai omrim Nazir Shloshim Yom. So Beishamai says, you come to Israel, you got to do 30 days. Which means, yeah, it's like rabbinically you're standing in a cemetery, so none of it counted, but it's only rabbinic. So you took your vow, you finished your vow outside of Israel. Okay, so it was rabbinically like you were in a cemetery. We're going to make sure you do something when you come to Israel, but only 30 days. Even if you did 1,000 days outside, come to Israel 30 days. That's the rabbinic law. Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel omrim nazir batchila. Beis Hillel says, whatever you vowed to do outside of Israel, you have to redo inside of Israel. And that brings a crazy case. Maisa behilni hamalka. All right, the story with the queen. Shehalach benala milchama. So her son goes out to war. And she takes a vow by Amraim. Yavo b'nimi milchama b'shalom. Right, my son comes home alive, one piece. And Nazira sheva shalom, I will become a Nazirite for 7 years. Okay, Uva bina min hamilchama, and her son came home, thankfully, right? V'haitza nazira sheva shalom, and she fulfilled her vow. She was a Nazirite for 7 years. Uvisov sheva shalom al tzalaaretz. After that, she made aliyah. Well, that was a mistake. V'horua beis hillel told her, shetei nazira od sheva shalom acheros. She has got to do another 7 years, because beis hillel's position is, whatever you did outside Israel, you got to do inside Israel. And then to make matters even worse, v'sof sheva shanim nitmeis, she became impure at the end of the 7 years. I mean, what a whopper. V'nimtza nazira esrim v'achas shana. She was a Nazirite for 21 years. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Am Rabbi Yehuda lo haita nazira ela arba esrei shana. She was only a Nazirite for 14 years. Now, why 14 and not 21? So the Kahati gives two explanations. The first thing is, right, Rabbi Yehuda suggests, he doesn't think she became impure. That was just somebody's story embellishment, but it's not true. She never became impure. She did 7 years out of Israel, 7 years in Israel, finito. Or Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that if you become impure on the final day when you could have brought the sacrifice, it just pushes you off 7 days, but not doesn't ruin the entire Nazirus. So for either of those reasons, Rabbi Yehuda believes 14 years and not 21 years. Either way, that's a very, very long time to be a Nazir. Okay. Mishnah Zayin. Let's finish the 3rd chapter. Misha hayu shtei kitei edim mi'idos oso. Right, there were 2 sets of witnesses testifying about him. Elu me'idin shenazer shtayim ve'elu me'idin shenazer chamesh. One set of witnesses says that he did, right, committed to 2 periods of Nazirus. The other one says 5. So Beishamai omen, Beishamai say, right? Nechleka ha'edus ve'in kan nezirus. Right? The Beis Shammai says, no, they argue. We throw out the testimony. We have nothing now. What does the guy himself say? Either he says, I don't remember, or he says, I didn't take the vow. Right? But obviously, if he knows what he did and he accepted it, so he's got to do it. So Beis Shammai says, we throw out the testimony. You start from scratch. The guy says, I don't remember. I didn't do it. Finished. Nothing. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel say, Yesh Bechlal Chamesh Shtayim, within five is included two. She knows your Shtayim, at least the guy, everyone agrees that to at least two. And therefore, the guy has to take upon himself for two periods of Nezirus. All right. Perek Dalin Mishnah Aleph. Misha Amar Hareini Nazir. Somebody says, I am a Nazir. Vishama Chaveiro, and his friend hears Va'amar Va'ani, and me too. And then somebody else hears the second guy and says, Va'ani and me too. Kulam Nazirin. They are all Nazirim, right? One after the other after the other. It's like a latching. They're all latched together, like hooks in a chain. But therefore, the Mishnah says, Hutar Harishon Hutra Kula. The first guy goes and undoes his vow. Then everybody else who was like him and like the next guy, they're all undone, right? The chain, which is connected to the fence, has fallen to the floor. The entire chain goes down. Hutar Ha'achron. But if the last guy, right, goes and doesn't, whatever circumstances, gets his vow undone. Ha'achron Mutar V'Kula Nasurin. Right? Obviously, the last link in the chain. If they're off, so it's just the last link. Everyone who comes subsequent, who came before then, is still a Nazir. Amar Hareini Nazir. Somebody says, I am a Nazir. V'shama chavei rovi Amar. And his friend heard and said, and he says, Pi kipiv, my mouth is like his mouth, right, with regard to wine. U'se'ari kise'aro, my hair is like his hair. Harei ze Nazir. That's sufficient to make you a Nazir. Hare, somebody says, Hareini Nazir, Vishama Ishto V'Amra V'Ani, and his wife hears and says, ah, me too. Mefer es Shela V'Shelo Kayam. He can actually undo his wife's vow. He can be Mefer her vow, but his still stands. Right? Because he's the first, she's the second. If the second one goes down, the first one is still standing. Hareini Nazira, first now the wife says, I am a Nazir. Or a Nizira, Vishama Bala Ba'amar Ba'ani, and the husband then comes and says, ah, me too. Eino Yachal Lahafir. He can no longer undo his wife's vow because that Va'ani not only obligates him in Niziris, it also serves as a kiyum, as an upholding of his wife's vow. And once he does that, he cannot go back. That concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.